For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, speaking of relationships, who were you holding hands with yesterday?
Huh?
What, yeah.
Me?
Uh-huh. Miss, I don't like people to touch my face, and I don't want to hold hands, and and then all of a sudden you're walking around holding hands with somebody.
Yeah, we were at Universal, and
who's we?
I didn't want to get lost. me and Blaine.
Oh, man. That's Blaine. Why don't you just call him Blaine, my boyfriend?
I am.
Oh, really?
What? That happened fast.
You have a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I'm taking it back. I don't want to do this anymore. We hung out all weekend. I had the weekend off, so I just went out to his house, and we just fell in love. Listen.
Tell me what happened.
Okay, so Friday we went out, had fun. Saturday we just laid in bed naked all day, banging, drinking, whatever.
Right.
And then Sunday we went out to Universal, and on the way out there he was like, okay, so should we like start dating now?
Oh my God. Oh. He said it?
Yeah. This was his idea.
That's how he asked you out, was just that romantically? Should we just
Carmen, does Blaine have a truck?
Yeah. What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw a tweet. If I let you have sex with me, the least you can do is let me take my shoes off in your truck.
Yeah.
Carmen, one day ago. Then after that was, if you blank my BH tattoo when you're drunk, I want to hang out with you.
Wow.
Okay. Hang out. Wait, so you guys, she have a boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Oh! And he's white. And he's white. What happened?
I don't know.
You graduated. Oh, did you say I love you yet?
Mm-mm.
When will you say that?
He's already said it.
No!
Oh, my God. What did you do to him?
He's going to wear your skin for sure.
That's the power of the pee, man.
Listen, I lay it down, bro.
How did he say I love you?
It was like, it was Friday night, and we were out. He was hammered.
Yeah.
So it was just like one of those, like, I did something, or I, like, said a joke, like, I don't know. And he was just like, I love you. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, man.
Stop that.
He's not telling you look beautiful with no makeup. And
your guy's celebrity couple name is Blarman. Blarman. Like that? Did that work?
Oh, man. I took a big Blarman. That's perfect.
I hate you.
Cute.
Aw, Blarman.
Man, is he going to be at all our events now?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's your boyfriend, Blarman.
No,
Blarman.
No.
Blarman.
Hashtag Blarman.
Well, no. Okay, so, this is another thing. So he was like, hey, can we start dating? And I was like, hey, can I still have sex with other people?
Oh, just like Spanish.
And he was like, no. And I was like, all right, then I don't want to be your girlfriend.
Oh, so it's already over.
And then he was like, all right, I guess you can bang other people.
Oh, my God.
He is desperate. So, Carmen, I got a question.
Yeah.
All units in the vicinity, please respond.
Send me out some backup. Want to bring this guy down before he hurts somebody.
How will it end?
How will this end? The celebrity couple known as Blarman. Carmen's got a boyfriend. He's white. They're holding hands.
How tall is he, Carmen?
5'9".
Oh, all right. Man.
That goes into factoring how it'll end.
I know.
May I go first?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this will be done before 4th of July, probably before Father's Day, to be honest with you. But I'm going to say 4th of July. It'll end because...
Wait a second. 4th of July? We're almost in June already.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You're giving it a lot of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said probably Father's Day.
Right.
But I'll say 4th of July just to be safe. It'll end because he doesn't like her talking about him and talking about other guys she banged on the radio.
Oh.
And they get in a big fight, and Carmen goes, you know what, bro? I'm done.
Okay. Rob?
I'm going to shock you. I think this has the wheels to last.
Oh, Blarman.
Blarman.
At first, Carmen will have sex with like another guy or two, and then she's going to find out that Blaine is really where it's at.
Oh!
And then that'll begin a long-term relationship, which will end with a child before marriage. And then
oh, my God.
Planning it out.
I think in any scenario, that's how it's going to end. Spanish?
I say this will, they'll probably date each other for like 3 months until Carmen bangs another guy and Blaine will cry in front of her and then she will break up with him.
I believe there will be crying too, but I don't think I give this maximum 2 weeks. Maximum. And at first he gets jealous of us.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you have to go to hang out with him and
how many baby suits do you need?
Yeah. And then the first black guy that she talks to, this guy, I mean, I'm not prejudiced or anything, but it's gross. I say 2 weeks maximum before this guy cries and it's over. Blarman end.
I love how all the scenarios have him crying.
Yeah, no. Sure. You're already anti-relationship as it is.
And he said, I love you.
I know.
And you guys just kind of started dating because it's a mistake. And he was like, you want to? And you're like, I guess.
Listen, I really like him. Like, we get along. He gets my jokes. I get his jokes. And he always wakes me up with his tongue.
No, that's all it takes, huh?
That's pretty fantastic.
Until you bang someone else, I think that wake up's going to stop then, right?
No, I think he'd still do it while he cries.
Does he do the tongue stuff because he doesn't have a lot going on in his pants?
Making up for overcompensating?
No. I mean, no.
I've trained my wife to refer to my genitalia as monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
It's not true, but you don't ever want that answer.
No, listen.
Blarman.
It's very nice size.
Okay.
It does the deed. Gets
right
the
now he's
done.
Home. Right now he's listening, going, why do you always texting you? Why do you have to talk about it?
Yeah.
I said love you, I meant it.
Oh, no, trust me. We talked about this already. I was like, you know I got to say this. You got to be prepared. And he was like, I know. My friends are already giving me crap about it.
What you do for a living?
He runs a pest control company.
Okay. Maybe you can come over and get the bugs out of your house.
I know.
Is that how you met him? Oh.
No, it's not.
He got rid of her crabs.
That's a weird porn. So you got any bugs anywhere else? Yep.
No, actually, he like stalked me for like a month. He came to the bar like every Saturday. Mm. And then finally we like made plans to go to the beach.
You still working there?
No.
You not?
No.
Are they still open?
I quit this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Because I heard they had some health issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody texted me a health report.
Really?
Don't say the name of the place.
Yeah. No.
Was that video that we had, the rats running up the pole?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just, I wanted to ask Carmen about it, but since she quit.
Yeah, it was just.
Blarman.
It was just one of those things, like, all the money I had made there, I was literally just saving, and it's to the point where it's like, you know what?
Now you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Let him pay for some stuff.
Yeah. And I want to go out. Yeah, like, we're actually going to go out of town this weekend.
Oh, what?
No. Holy Blarman.
Where are you guys going?
We're thinking about just going to the airport and doing, like, the cheapest flight thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, because we were going to go to see Kayla.
Oh, go to Aruba. Go to Aruba so you can end up like that other girl.
Yeah. Is his last name Vandersloot?
Mm-hmm. No.
You guys are basically a romantic comedy?
Yeah. How many weekends have you guys spent together? Like every weekend for the past month?
Yeah.
She didn't want a relationship. Yeah. He never planned on falling in love. Watch what happens when the bug man meets the radio chick on the next Blarman.
Plus, he's white.
She never liked her guys this white. He never thought he can get a girl like this. It's all coming up on Blarman's Weekend Getaway. Oh, man.
Actually, I've seen all of his exes. He pulls some really hot chicks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How many other girl bartenders has he fallen in love with and go to the bar every day?
He made every girl roses, and then he fell in love with one.
He's not like that.
When he would come into the bar, he'd come by himself?
No. He brought his friend, which I'm trying to maneuver a three-way between that one.
Oh, man. That should work out well for a relationship.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, she suggested that her friend get on the other side, and then Blarman had trouble.
What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, that was before we started dating. That was Saturday.
So. Is the other guy better?
Right.
Is the other guy better looking than Blarman?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he taller?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
No, but he's like lacking all personality.
Yeah, but he's got a big donkey. Oh, he does. You know he does.
This week on Blarman, the better looking no personality friend walks in. Carmen's had a little too much to drink. What's up, bro?
I'm out killing bugs all day and you're here banging my roommate? What the hell?
Bro, I told you. I'm a whore. What do you want?
Blarman's over forever.
Blarman. Oh, man. This is going to be great.
Oh, man.
At least what you have that Dinah didn't have is Dinah was only going out with... Guys were only going out with Dinah because they want to hang out with us. This guy doesn't care about us. He really likes you.
Yeah.
So that's at least you're one step ahead.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if that makes it that much better, though.
Well, yeah, you're... Oh, man. I don't like that. I don't like clingy, and you got clingy.
Who?
You.
Me?
You got, yeah, she's going to...
clingy?
No, you got a clingy one.
Yeah. Oh. Stage 5, baby.
Yeah. That makes me nervous.
Why?
At the bar every weekend, dragging his friend who obviously doesn't want to be there.
Texting you emojis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's texting you emojis? You get a heart emoji?
I'm emoji texter.
Yeah, but it's okay. You can be. He shouldn't be.
Why?
Heart you.
No. Nothing like that.
Did he send you a D-pic?
No, not yet.
Did he say, I want to put it in your, and then send you a little smiley poopy thing?
No. Oh, my God. No. Jeez. What is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, who are you sending emojis to?
No,
that's the one you're sending.
That's not the way Carmen. You
Well, you know what you're in for.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on Blarman. By the way, if hashtag Blarman isn't trending by the end of the show today.
I tweeted it out already. So
is it B-L-A-R-M-I-N?
B-L-A-R-M-I-N, yeah.
Blarman.
Oh.
Blaine and Carmen, the new couple.
Blarman.
I hate you guys so much. What? Listen.
I can just hear on Dateline right now when they find your body in a footlocker.
Yeah.
In fact, they joked about it openly on the air.
Yeah.
They even called it Blarman.
Yeah. Blarman got bludgeoned to death.
They played a game called How Will It End? 80% of the show knew she would die.
Oh my God.
But did nothing to help her.
It all started when they went to the airport and said, let's find a cheap flight. And then we went down to Venezuela. Oh, man. Where are you guys going to go?
Well, like I said, we were thinking about going to Vegas, but the tickets are too expensive. And then we're going to go to New York because I've never been.
Oh, rub it in.
And then...
Rob was there this weekend.
But then I was thinking, you know, it's Memorial Day. Anything where we go is going to be kind of expensive. We should just go to the beach and get like a hotel.
Why don't you do like a one tank trip? Get in the car and just drive.
Yeah, because going to the beach Memorial Day weekend should be nice and cheap.
Yeah, empty. And two, nobody will be there.
I don't know.
You're going to wind up in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, what do we do now? I don't know. There's an Applebee's.
Bang.
Blarman went there when they sent him their pest control training. He had to go learn about varmints in Nebraska. Right. I like this. A couple local bars you should check out.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.